Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, D. Jennifer Horn, J. Victoria Keelan, that's for V, the DJV program, on the air pretty much everywhere. And not only today, but through the weekend, this event that we're wrapped around, along with a lot of other radio stations, the idea came from a fellow named Ron Stone, who owns some radio stations in four or five markets around the country, somebody that I didn't actually know before, but I called him and I said, this is something I want to be a part of. So there are up to, now we see the count at 3,400 radio stations. The access to our network and other access, pretty much half of the radio stations, or maybe more, in the country are participating in this thing all day today and through the weekend. You can go to any one of the buttons, whether it's DJVShow.com or whether it's AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, all shows that I host and we produce here, in addition to the DJV program. So if you want to, if you're thinking about it, okay, well, I'm not really sure what I can do yet, that's okay. You got a few days to go to any one of those sites or to text feed to 95819, give the donation. In fact, even though this effort on the part of the radio industry is going on through the weekend, listen, they've been in business for how long, Victoria? How long has Feeding America been around? Decades?
I don't know. It's been a while, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So now we're trying to respond to the coronavirus situation, which is obviously taking its toll. 22 million children. This is fascinating, and a number
so
that
sad.
It really is scary. 22 million children rely on school meals. That's where they get their nutrition. They don't have any other source of really good food. Imagine 22 million children in our country. Building an inventory of food boxes is what they're trying to do with the food banks around the country. I think most every community has a food bank, doesn't it? I know we do here. In town.
Multiple, and some, yeah.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. But these people, I'm on board because they dedicate all of their resources. Every penny that you give will be impactful. They don't take anything out for management for themselves. It's all for the people who have the greatest need. So this is quite an interesting and special moment. I've actually never done this before this way, and I've been on the air I've been on radio stations. I've been working at individual stations where we have done this for sure. I've done some of these things myself. When I was in Cincinnati and St. Louis, I managed to do it. Cincinnati, I really had a, Pete Rose and I did a fundraising event because he was working at the same station that I was. And it was really, Jerry Springer participated in it. And it was an interesting time. Couple of years in
colorful
in
characters. I know.
Oh,
I was going to say, this is like a joke. Pete Rose, yeah. Doug Steffen,
right.
And Jerry Springer walk into a bar.
Yeah.
You know what, though, Doug? In all seriousness, I bet Pete Rose was great.
He was. Pete Rose was very good. People loved him.
You missed the joke.
Pete Rose was great.
Pete Rose.
Oh, you'd bet.
Oh, don't make him laugh.
All right. So, wait a minute. Okay. So, Phil, grab that audio from yesterday, will you?
I had tears in our eyes. We were laughing so hard.
Well, I told the story to a few people, including my children.
Not just the tears, because he was in pain.
I was in pain. I'm actually much better. This is healing fast. But yesterday, for those of you who didn't hear this, I don't even remember. I threw it to Jennifer for something. I don't remember even what we were talking about.
We were going to talk about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that was right. Yeah,
lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we're looking about, trying to talk about Kim Kardashian, and then it falls apart, and here's what it sounded like. Kim Kardashian is going to auction herself off. That probably didn't sound right. Going to have lunch.
First time.
I knew you'd stop making me laugh. I can't do that.
Aww.
This is the all-in challenge.
Never.
So.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's got broken ribs.
Oh, my God, it hurts.
Wow, Jen, I thought you were the nice one.
Stop it.
Doug, just think. This is the woman who wants to be in charge of your life support.
She's the one. I won't kill him. I won't kill him. I'll just bring him to the brink a few times.
Right.
Jesus, no, I get two broken ribs and she's making me laugh.
All I yelled was, suffer!
Oh, my God, Jen, you're, like, really hurting him.
Oh, no.
Guy.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, now that we're out of time. Yeah, nice job, Jennifer.
That was a minute and a half of just torturing Doug. I'm still laughing along with that. But the funniest thing was at the very end, which was cut off there, but at the very end of the clip, Doug can barely breathe, and he's in pain, and he goes, it's 10 before the hour. My husband, who's a producer, he goes, wow, that's a pro. He's still got the time check in at the end.
Counting it out.
All I know is your check's going to bounce this month, Jennifer. Oh, my God, that was funny. And I told the story a couple of times during the day myself, but I didn't listen to the audio. You guys spent the day.
I listened to it like five times last night.
I became Jennifer's like everybody that I know. I was laughing. Yeah. So, I don't know why, it just tickled me.
What did
so
your father say when he heard it?
Oh, he made it a promo because we carried the show at CRN. So that's our new promo, and it says, the most serious news, the DJV show. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It does hurt. I am better today. Because I'm so thankful that I am so healthy. I really am. My body responds well.
Your body responds well when you fall off a
despite
tractor.
Despite your best efforts. How about that?
I literally told Lewis yesterday, I go, oh, well, Doug's got two broken ribs. And he just looked at me and goes, did he fall off a tractor or something? I'm like, well, close. It was a truck.
Yeah. It was raining last Sunday, and I was unloading a truck with with a couple of the guys on the farm, and I slipped on the back bumper, which is plastic, and I went down onto the tailgate. And I didn't hear anything, but I felt that I couldn't. It took my breath away for a minute. And then I was, I went back to work. But then when I went to bed that night and woke up the next morning, oof, wow. So, not a pleasant circumstance. All right, so that's the silly stuff. We're involved in more serious things. And there are all kinds of serious things, obviously, going on in the world. When we continue, I want to try to figure out what Fauci is saying or what we are to expect. I think there's so many mixed messages here. I'm not sure what the source of the mixed messages is or why all the people in the federal government aren't on the same page. I get that we all have different opinions about things, but come on, you're confusing everybody with these mixed messages. And as usual, some of it comes because of political differences, which so doesn't set well with me. That's not serving the public at all. You're not serving the public. You're serving your own needs and your own egos. What's that, Jennifer?
I've been annoyed by this, too. So which message are you?
Yeah,
well, Fauci says that sports won't be normal for another year.
Look,
so,
normal, yeah, that's right, because there won't be fans in the stands. So I don't think that's a mixed message so much. I think he's been saying all along, and I think most states will probably not reopen festivals, conventions, or sporting events till next year, but that doesn't mean the sports won't play without an audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Well, the audience is television, and also Facebook will do some of that stuff, and YouTube will do some of that stuff, and on the individual, you get a lot of... I'm very interested. The fact that Netflix and that bunch have not gotten involved in sports play-by-play and not contested the networks pay billions of dollars for the rights.
That's why.
Amazon Prime has...
they have some.
They have Thursday night football. Twitter has live football games, I want to say maybe also Thursday. So they're in it a little bit.
Well, I know when serious.
Good news. There is some good news, though, from the federal government, and I'm not sure if you guys heard it yesterday or not, but Trump was talking about a new drug, and Fauci said, yes, this is very encouraging news.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good,
and
that
it's
good
about
news.
The, and we've talked about it a little bit.
Remdesivir, right? Is that what it is?
They were testing some of the AIDS drugs, the HIV drugs, and this is one of them.
Yep.
Remdesivir, yes, is the latest, and they say that the
How
FDA
do you pronounce it? Rem. We'll talk about that this weekend on our Good Day Health show.
Is that how you'd say it, Victoria? Remdesivir?
I think so. That's my guess, yeah. Yeah. I'm terrible at pronouncing drug names, though.
Hydroxychloroquine, for some reason, just fits right in for me. But remdesivir has got a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of consonants in a row. But the FDA has said that they will actually fast-track an approval of this to be used for coronavirus, and they're already doing a lot of trials on it. And apparently, and this was a big deal, actually the stock market responded really nicely.
Yeah, stock market had a good day yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, because of Gilead Sciences, who's the company that makes this, they're trying to make this available to coronavirus patients. Apparently, it does something like actually prevents the disease from taking hold in the body, and it can actually cut the recovery.
Is it a vaccine or is it a treatment?
No, it's a treatment. Yeah,
it's not a miracle drug, but apparently what it does effectively is it shortens the duration.
It's like
Tamiflu. It makes it less severe. So you might still have symptoms, and you might even be kind of sick, but you hopefully will not end up in the hospital if you have remdesivir. So,
and what Fauci's saying is that for the first time they have proof, or at least the beginning of proof, that a drug can actually block coronavirus. Because before, what I think made a lot of Fauci types nervous is that there wasn't a drug that could actually block the virus, and this one looks like it can.
Yeah. All right, so there's some good news for us, and you're on for sure. 18 past the hour.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Isn't it fun? In a sense, when you hear music like this, you immediately know it's Prince. And there are some artists that, when you listen to them, you immediately know, hearing the first downbeat, that this is, in this case, Prince, but whomever. So the reference to Prince focus on some of these previously unheard radio shows that are going to go to Sirius XM. They have a Prince channel, I guess, don't they? Is it a full-time Prince panel?
No, it's new. They've never had it before. Yeah, this is brand new.
So they're going to do it for people like Prince, and they're going to do David Bowie. They'll have limited edition sort of artist focus, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, that sort of thing, Fleetwood Mac, any of the channels featuring exclusive content from the artist for Sirius XM. So why are we promoting Sirius XM as doing exclusive things rather than on radio stations? I guess it'd be, I mean, I know people all have it. I like listening to Sirius XM.
I love it.
I got 50s and 60s. I listen to some of the talk that's there. Now I actually do find myself enjoying and engaged whenever Howard Stern, I can find a new edition, but he isn't on much anymore, so a lot of stuff you get is old stuff. But it's really, it's still it's pretty entertaining stuff. I was on Sirius XM when they first got started, 5.5 years. But the people who run it, they want to have sort of their own stuff and don't want to share it with anybody else. That wasn't the model when they first got started. But now, if you're doing Sirius XM, you can't do a radio, regular radio show, right? Victoria, isn't that how it works?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my start on Sirius on Cosmo Magazine's radio channel, so that was exclusive to, you know, to Sirius as well.
Right. Anyway, so starting tomorrow, in the case of Prince, is the Prince Channel. Previously unheard 2-hour demo of a radio special that he conceived prior to the release of his album 3121 in 2006. But it will air for the first time on May 1st. Recorded in 2005, it features songs from his catalog, personal favorite selections by other artists, and mixes, interviews, that kind of stuff. And a peek into his vault of unreleased studio and live recordings. So this
which is, that vault literally is the stuff of legend. Very few people even have access or have ever had access to it or even know what's in it. So it's kind of cool that some of that stuff from his family or from his estate is going to be, you know, allowing everyone to hear it. So it's very cool.
The Prince Channel promises a takeover from Sheila E., special playlist from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and SiriusXM's recent Let's Go Crazy, the Grammy salute to Prince Town Hall with the Jimmy Jam, Sheila E., and H.R. Sheila E. is something else, man. I think she's
fabulous. I don't know if
fabulous.
You guys saw the CBS tribute to Prince.
I did.
Oh, my God, it was good.
Yeah. And
that
she was all over the place.
Incredible. Yeah.
She's on the drums. She's jumping around, singing on stage. Yeah, she's very,
great.
Very good. Yeah. Very sexy in her own way.
There you go. I knew that was coming.
She is. Why should I deny that? Next up, in honor of Willie Nelson's birthday, he's 87, Edie Brickell has shared her own musical tribute. The song's called Sing to Me, Willie. The song captures just how personal Brickell's relationship is to Nelson and his work. We played our music at my daddy's funeral, and the pastor was amused, she said. Nelson himself then joins Brickell in a duet, crooning about the untamed beauty of Texas. And a touching homage to Nelson, his home state, and his legacy of storytelling. There's nothing better in my mind than listening to Willie tell some of his stories or sing some of his stories. And that's kind of what this is all about. Sing to Me, Willie, recorded at a studio in Austin. All proceeds from sales and downloads will benefit Music Cares, their COVID-19 relief fund. So, something to look for on Willie's channel. All right, 28 after here on the show.
All night long, your voice reminds me.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 6 weeks after stay-at-home orders were put in place, a majority of states are lifting or easing restrictions. Minnesota is set to expire Monday, but they're being extended. The governor is going to allow retailers and other businesses to do what he's letting restaurants do. They can have pickup and deliveries.
And I'm trying the best I can to give the data based on the science, pushing the envelope as close as I can to opening things up.
Jobless claims over the past month and a half are up to more than 30 million. Economist Joel Narnoff.
The economy is slowly being reopened, and that will put some people back to work. The biggest concern, though, right now, is that some firms that have held out cutting their workforces are now throwing in the towel. And state and local governments, whose budgets have been devastated, are also in downside mode.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One senator is speaking out about the nation's unemployment. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City. We have to start being bold and honest with the people. Listen, it doesn't take any courage whatsoever to tell people to stay home or sick the police on them if they disobey. Okay, that takes no courage whatsoever. It does take courage to be honest with the American people, tell them about the risks, educate them about the risks, and say, listen, we all have a personal responsibility to get back to normalcy, a new normalcy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news, all the time, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. A lot of material here before me and thee. There are a lot of things happening. Every day there's something. You know, that's what I love about life. People say you don't slow down to me, and I don't. I take my job seriously here, even though I have lots of fun. I take what I have been doing for all these years on the radio seriously, and that's kind of why I have signed on to do this Feeding America thing through the weekend. More than 37 million people in the U.S. now, because of the virus, are struggling with hunger. Imagine that number. And 22 million of them are children. 22 million children across our country don't have enough to eat, mostly because the food they have been getting in the last few years has been during school. And I don't even know, what do they do when there's no school in the summertime? That's kind of what
I'm... Depends where you live. Yeah. Like in New York City, you can still go and pick up food. So parents will go to the school and pick up the meals that the kids would have had if they were still in school.
They do like drop-off areas, basically,
yeah,
where you can pick up meals.
All right. So that is... Well, I didn't know that myself, actually. I guess because I'm not faced with it, I haven't followed it as much. But when I started looking into how this broadcast would work that we're involved in, Radio Cares, by the way, radiocares.org is the site for those of us who have signed on to do the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon. They're running out of food, they're running out of money, because the numbers are so huge. It's just amazing, and how many children have lost their only source of food. So we're joining in the fight. You donate by going to djvshow.com, click on the donate link at the top of the page, or you can text FEED to 95819, and a donation link will be sent immediately to your phone. Donations will be taking now through the weekend, actually Sunday midnight. But then I'm going to leave the button up on all my pages because I want to be able to, if you see it when you go to the page for something else, then you can hit the button and donate whatever you want to. But this is a fabulous event, the fight against hunger, and every single buck that you give goes directly to the cause. Nobody's taken 10%, 20%, whatever it is, $800,000 a year for the guy that runs the Red Cross, none of that stuff. All right? So you got that picture, what we're doing, how we're doing it, what the situation is around the country. I'm sure somebody you know has got this problem. It just is so universal now. Mm-hmm.
And even before the pandemic, this is such a problem. And Feeding America, just if you don't know about them, what they do is they take surplus food from grocery stores. They've partnered with like Walmart and Whole Foods and things like that. And then they deliver that food to the local food banks. And the food banks then truck it out to 60,000 programs across the country, Feeding America supplies. And, it's talking about like the numbers, 1 in 7 Americans are using a program from Feeding America. That's an incredible number. 1 in 7 Americans using us. Yeah. Yep.
So, and the thing is that the youngsters, when I say 22 million, imagine a youngster like 3 years old or younger than that that doesn't have enough to eat. What does that say?
Kids don't get nutrition at that age.
Right.
I think it's important. Victoria brought up a great point earlier that there's so many people who are right now scared about their own economic situation that don't know what the future holds for their job, for their business, and you can still be generous. You can be, any amount of the donation will absolutely do. It's not like you need to do $100 or $1,000.
Nope.
All of that is greatly appreciated, but you can do $1, $5, $10, $20. And if you think about it, I mean, they always like to put it in real terms. It's maybe take the night off of Postmates and cook one more meal. We all know we're getting tired of that and washing dishes, but that could be a way to find the money to help someone who really, really needs it.
Yeah. And that, going back to these youngsters, and what happens, as you suggested, Victoria, anemia for a child who doesn't get enough to eat, asthma develops with youngsters who don't get enough to eat, the hunger issues, hard to imagine in our country unless you go around the country and see in these pockets, and it's all over. It isn't just in the Midwest or the Mid-South or the South, it's just all over. Big cities. Small towns, 84% of households Feeding America serves report buying the cheapest food they can. They don't buy healthy food. They buy the cheap crap that you can get in Walmart or dollar stores or wherever it is.
Well, it's 99-cent frozen pizzas, but that feeds the family. You know, this is... I know we're very privileged here to be able to talk about going to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or, stores that are just not on the mindset of so many American families who just, they need the 99-cent mac and cheese. That's it's sad, but that is just a very stark reality. And, we're all really lucky here. And I think that, like Jen
very
said, you can give $1, you can give $5. Feeding America, right on their website, you'll see $1 equals 10 meals. So you don't think that $1 or $5 or $10 isn't doing anything. It is doing a lot.
And it helps the farmers also who are struggling. The Farmer Relief Fund.
Feeding America's teamed up with farmers. Yep.
Exactly. Right. I was just going to thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. Feeding America and the Farmer Relief Fund are working together on this thing. And the government has pledged, $3 billion, buying $3 billion worth of excess food that's being produced. That isn't necessarily excess not being used the right way here. The only reason it's excess is because they can't get it off the farm. Sometimes they can't even get the people now, and this is what's going to cause a real problem this year. We don't have enough people to harvest what's being grown. Boy, have I got allergies today. Whew, excuse me for that.
So bad.
Ah, good Lord. Anyway, so it's a coordinated effort. It's smart. It's responsive. It's helpful. It's all of those things. So you text FEED to 95819 to get the donation link sent to your phone, or maybe easier for you to go to djvshow.com or any of the other shows that are produced by us and I host, the gooddayhealthshow.com, americanfamilyfarmershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com, talkradiocountdownshow.com, all of them. It's really a fabulous effort, and I'm privileged to have all of us working on this. Speaking of food and food labels and food stuff, many shoppers finding the egg aisles empty because of what's going on. Grocery stores across the country are trying to keep everything in stock. And this is, again, one of the harbingers of what happens when you, in this case, screw over the American family farmer. There's a shortage. Well, apparently there's not a shortage of eggs, but it's what is how they're getting there. Plenty of eggs ready to be eaten, but they can't be shipped because, well...
Well, they're having an issue with the packaging, so I think it's a good thing because, see, right now, if you've ever worked in a restaurant or worked in a school cafeteria or seen any of the supplies, you know, the eggs come in on these massive pallets, and they're not, you know, they're the industrial size.
Unless they're coming from local farms, you go to the local farm or you go to the farmer's markets, that isn't... How they don't, but the big eggs that come from the huge growers, yes.
Yeah, and so going to institutions, and a lot of restaurants, you know, do like to have the farm-to-table kind of, you know, pasture-raised eggs and things like that. But anyway, so right now, because there are no schools open, all of those eggs are actually going to be repurposed so that they can go into grocery stores. Because there are, at least in the grocery stores where I am in New Jersey, all of them around me have a one egg carton limit now because they've been selling out. And so people, you can only buy one carton at a time. And so now this is a good way to not waste the eggs and to get everything into the stores. The only difference that we might see as consumers, you might have some eggs that are different colors and different sizes in one container, but they're all still the same grade. It's fine. There's nothing, you know, there's
what
nothing
you
wrong
want is brown
them.
Eggs, the brown eggs, the shells, the brown eggs, the feed that the chickens
feed,
have gotten
right?
is
yeah.
better. Yeah. Well, it's the fact that it's a natural, the darker the color. The white eggs are from corporate big colonial, big gigantic.
Not necessarily.
Farms.
My uncle used to have chickens that would lay white eggs.
I've never had a chicken in my life. I have chickens now. I've never seen a chicken lay
Would you have
a white
brown
egg.
Chickens or white chickens?
I have both. We have Latin. We have black. We get all kinds of chickens.
So you're not racist when it comes to
chicken.
No,
I'm not.
Well, it's
we
weird because my uncle, I mean, I would normally agree with you, but my growing, spending summers on my uncle's farm in Wisconsin, he's a dairy farmer like you. But at his original farm, he used to have a pretty good-sized chicken coop, and that was one of my favorite things to
Did
do.
Did you notice how
the eggs.
What the eggs tasted like? Did you notice a difference?
Oh, they're delicious.
In the
oh,
taste
my gosh,
of the eggs?
Yeah. And my uncle now in California actually has a chicken coop, and his eggs are fantastic as well. He's got brown eggs, but my uncle, who did everything naturally, still does. He's still dairy farming at 86 years old. God love him.
God love him.
Love my Uncle George. He's the best. But the eggs were white.
Yeah.
I mean, they were covered in you know what, but they were
yeah,
white.
Yeah, you're going to wash them. Yeah, you got to wash them.
I thought that was so fascinating.
Yeah, they lay the eggs on their poop.
Oh,
that's what chickens do. They lay their eggs on the poop. That's what happens. You got to wash them off.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Department issuing new guidance for meatpacking workers. Other food news. Guidance issued jointly with the CDC says employees should be spaced at least 6 feet apart, wear face coverings, and have to be screened every day for the virus before they go to work.
Wait, why are they not already wearing face coverings?
It's another great question.
Right?
I remember going into screening
for the virus right now, but, like, why are they not already wearing face coverings when they're packing meat?
Well, you'd be amazed at what goes on in some of these places. The government sends an inspector, and in my experience going through some of these plants when I was younger, the inspector sat all day and read newspapers, magazines, and stuff, and they used to have a stamp that they would put right on the meat, USA government inspected grade A or whatever. They would stamp it right on the meat. Don't do that anymore, but that was...
So you'd have to eat ink?
Well, you have to clean the ink off, but that was on the back. Yeah, yes, exactly. All right, the total now, the money raised last hour, it was $16,000. The amount of money raised right now in this Feeding America Emergency Radiothon that we're doing around the country, $26,948 has been raised so far for Feeding America. This is the DJV program at 48 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Hemorrhoids are a very common problem that can cause itching, irritation, and discomfort, maybe even a little bleeding. But
one of the common misconceptions is that hemorrhoids cause pain, and basically they don't. If pain is a primary complaint of a patient, almost always they have some form of an anal fissure.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. John Pemberton says that's
literally a crack in the skin or the lining of the very outside of the anus. The underlying internal sphincter muscle is right there. That exposes the muscle, and the muscle goes into spasm. Spasm keeps it from healing.
It's usually caused by very hard stools, so the first line of treatment is a stool softener.
And the next step is the use of topical agents meant to relax the sphincter muscle. If the topical agents don't work, then we have been injecting Botox.
If all else fails, there is a surgical option to relax the muscle and to promote healing. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. Grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for schedule or exclusions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a very important part of lots of broadcast episodic adventures we have here. Did I say I was Doug Seven? I think I did. I said, you're Ken, I'm Doug. Here we go. Questions. Most of the questions are, as you can imagine, about the virus, Ken. Can my cats get the coronavirus? I've seen a couple of stories about cats getting testing positive. What is there about cats that would make them susceptible to this?
It seems that transmission of a COVID-19 illness can go from humans to cats. It doesn't go from humans to dogs so far, but in fact, in the news just a day or two ago in New York were a couple of cats that have tested positive from their owners. So it can move from humans to cats, this new bug.
All right, what about toothpaste? This is a question about brushing one's teeth and whether or not if you use toothpaste. I think it probably depends on the type of toothpaste, but I'm going to let you address this. Is there a lot of sugar in toothpaste, and does that spike your blood sugar levels if you're brushing with a toothpaste that's got a lot of sugar in it?
I'd like to know. So are we talking about toothpaste causing COVID-19 or toothpaste causing diabetes?
Toothpaste causing blood sugar problems.
Just don't swallow the toothpaste, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, that's perfect. How many people do you know? Did you ever? Well, there's an old story about the fluoride in toothpaste. I've gotten you to talk on the record about fluoride, something that I'm not a fan of. But there have been studies suggested if a youngster 4 or 5 years old got a hold of a tube of toothpaste and swallowed it all, would kill him because of the fluoride in it. What do you think of that?
In general, you don't want to swallow toothpaste. There are actually kid-safe toothpaste. So the kids who do swallow the toothpaste, I mean, all of us who have kids know that that happens. And we used to use for my daughter a kid safety toothpaste. So they loved it. They could swallow it and it was safe. So that's the way to get around that. They just make sure until the child clearly understands how to use toothpaste, just use the kid safe toothpaste.
Kid safe toothpaste. All right. Next up. I'm looking for questions that aren't necessarily about the virus, not necessarily
impossible.
Easy. I know. Yeah. The immune system. How can you give us a simple explanation as to how the immune system, what should we be eating or what should we be taking for supplements to improve our immune system, or are there drugs that will enhance our immune system? That's a pretty good question.
It's amazingly similar to what we tell you how to keep your heart and circulation healthy. So you want to eat a healthy diet, and my favorite is the Mediterranean diet. You want to get exercise once the doctor tells you it's safe, and with the gyms closed, I know how challenging it is right now. You want to get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours for all of us, and good quality sleep. You want to get, and boy, this is a hard one, get the mental stress out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then supplements. You want to, you know, talk to your doctor about it, but zinc, vitamin C, these are the ones, especially with the virus, that look pretty good.
All right. Now, following up, I'm just sifting through the questions. Here's another question about supplements and what they do. Is it possible that if you take some of the CBD oil, for example, or other mood and relaxation dietary supplements, that that will make it easier for you to fight off the virus? Can you be, if you're worried, if you're fearful, does that charge up your body and make you more susceptible versus being relaxed and your body behaving normally, are you less susceptible? I think you get the drift.
Let's apply to NIH and get Dr. Fauci to fund a randomized controlled study.
So that's the answer to that. Vitamin D, back in the focus, lots of people are talking about vitamin D because that's been very prevalent as a discussion topic among immunologists and doctors who are not necessarily from traditional medicine, saying you got to have vitamin D in order to fight off the coronavirus. Is that true? Vitamin D, the most important vitamin?
Well, it's an important vitamin, D. Just make sure your level is adequate, and that is part of the process of having a good immune system, one of the many parts.
So what are you taking? What are you taking in a couple of seconds? What do you take for supplements?
I take a multivitamin that has 1,000 units of vitamin D in it. I'm also in Florida, and unless you're living in a cocoon, it's hard to have a low vitamin D level. Yeah. But some people do. It's not 100%. But especially like yourself up north, you need to check.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, another version of Ask Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.